This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's another milestone in the storied history of Salem, Massachusetts. The state's first dispensary for medical marijuana opened today. It's on the ground floor of a former factory, just a few blocks off a busy thoroughfare. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has a snapshot now of the change that's coming to dozens of Massachusetts cities and towns in a few months or years.
Yeah. As long as you get the good side, guys.
Yeah, no, that's seriously. Fine.
Wendy Atwood walks to a fence behind which reporters have been told to stand, about 30 feet from the glass doors of Alternative Therapies Group. Atwood is waiting to buy marijuana that she smokes to relieve physical pain.
You know, like I'm 53, so you have sports, you have knee pain, you have back pain, I have arthritis. You know, you just kind of get older and it hits you.
Okay, truth be told, Atwood has been smoking pot since she was a teenager, long before she needed pain relief. So walking into a store where she can buy marijuana legally is a change she says is long overdue.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a mom, two kids, daycare provider, no criminal record. So I feel like I'm a good example of somebody who can use it responsibly.
But Salem police are wary. Chief Mary Butler likes the fact that during this initial period, the dispensary will be selling marijuana by appointment only.
And I guess I'm going to reserve judgment as to when it's actually open, what effect or impact that has.
Butler says no one will be allowed to use marijuana in the store or just outside. No one can enter the dispensary without a marijuana patient registration card issued by the state. Butler says it may be easier to police the drug, so to speak, now that the dispensary is open and fewer patients will be growing marijuana at home. The police chief toured the facility before it opened.
There is no, like, glass display that has all kinds of marijuana out that people are looking at. So when they go into the site, they're typically actually just looking at a computer screen in order to identify what it is that they're going to purchase.
After making their selections, Butler says patients pay and wait for a salesperson to go to the back and retrieve their marijuana.
That is totally removed from the client until such time as they've made the purchase.
Police will be keeping an eye on how the marijuana is transported from the growing facility in Amesbury and then delivered. Salem Chamber of Commerce Director Rinus Ustuk has his eye on the dispensary, too. He wants them to join.
We've had no negative comments whatsoever. People were just wondering mostly where the dispensary would go, and I think the location that they found is just off the beaten track, but close enough to the other medical facilities and everything that it's going to work.
But one of the largest healthcare facilities in town, North Shore Community Health Center, is trying hard to keep some distance from the dispensary. Margaret Brennan is the CEO at North Shore Community Health, which relies heavily on federal funds.
You know, we don't want to in any way imperil our federal funds, so we are really watching from the sidelines.
Which means?
Means that our providers, both physicians and nurse practitioners, won't be prescribing at all.
It's not clear how many physicians are willing to sign a marijuana certificate for patients, but Mayor Kim Driscoll says most Salem residents supported the ballot question that passed more than 2.5 years ago, making the use of marijuana for medical purposes legal.
There were a fair amount of people who expressed concern for things that are in our local, you know, drugstores like a CVS or Walgreens, being more worried about those sorts of things, the opiate addiction and pills, than they are about this product in this location.
Driscoll has a team of health, public safety, and other city officials who will continue to monitor this moment in the city's history when, for the first time, patients from anywhere in Massachusetts can walk into this licensed store, point to marijuana they want, pay, and leave with no fear of breaking state law. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.